The Gemara continues, Kuf Chav Dalad Amid Beis, four lines from the top. The last word on the line, Zok the Gemara, Va'af Rav Sovala Lahod Rav. Rav also holds of Rav. Rav's Shita is that Klisha Melachtoi Le'issa is Muta L'Tzarech Gufoi and Tzarech Mekoimoi. Rav's Shita was that it's only Muta L'Tzarech Gufoi, not L'Tzarech Mekoimoi. But Rav says no, that once Klisha Melachta Le'issa is Mutar Tzarech Gufoi, we don't differentiate Tzarech Gufoi and Tzarech Mekoimoi. Tzarech Mekoimoi is like Tzarech Gufoi. The Omar Rav, because Rav said as follows, Mar, if you have a hoe, a shovel type of hoe, Shaloi Yigonev, if you're moving it on Shabbos in order that it shouldn't be stolen, Zeu Tilta Shaloi L'Tzarech. That's a Tilta that's forbidden. That's Shaloi L'Tzarech. Because that is like moving it Michama L'Tzel. Michama L'Tzel means not because you want to use it for a function that's Mutter Tzer Gufoi, not because it's in the way and that's called Tzer Mekoimoi, but rather you want itself to be moved so it shouldn't be stolen, like Michama L'Tzel. And that's also by Klisha Melachta Le'issa. Meaning, it seems to imply that only Michama L'Tzel, only Shlo Yigonev is also, but Tzer Gufoi Tzer Mekoimoi, which is for using its function, or because I need the place where it's in, it will be muta. Just Shlo Yigonev, that's also Chama L'Tzel. So we see clearly, like Rav, that my Shlo Yigonev is only Shlo L'Tzarech, v'asur. Tam Shlo Yigonev, al L'Tzarech Guv L'Tzarech Mekoyim is muta. Frek de Mora Eini, could you say so? That what? That Rav holds like Rava? V'Rav Kahane ikle levei Rav. Rav Kahane came to the house of Rav. V'Omayin, he told him, Aisilei Shuto L'Kahano. Rav said, bring a shooter. Rashi says shooter is a mitzuda. It's a trap. Now a trap is a klisha melachta le'issa. You're not allowed to trap on Shabbos. Bring a shooter for what? Le'isav alei. To sit on. So we see klisha melachta le'issa. Le'tzarech gufoi. He allowed only for le'tzarech gufoi. Lav le'memra. It's coming to imply. The dovash melachta le'issa. Le'tzarech gufoi in le'tzarech mekoyim aloi. So we see clearly that it's coming to say that you're only allowed to move it l'tzarech gufoi, because you want to use the sit, but not l'tzarech mekoyim, because it's in the way. So the Gemara, Lord, there's no raya. Hochi omalu. This is what he said. Shkula shuto mikame kahana. Remove the trap, because Rav Kahana needs to sit here, and it's in its way. So fakert, he's saying, tzarech mekoyim is muta, so mamela, Rav taka holds like Rav, that klisha melachta le'issa is muta l'tzarech mekoyim.
Maybe that was the maisa.
But the Gemara seems to imply when he said a halacha, he was very medactic in the words that he said, so it shouldn't imply something else. Meaning a poisik that says something, his words are studied by others. So he realized the words that he's saying must come to imply something. Zog the Gemara, that's one teretz. V'ibay yiseima, hosom micham letzel have. It was takim micham letzel. Meaning, when he told him to move it, it was in the sun. It was sitting in the sun. It was getting wounded in the sun. It was micham letzel. So he wanted to make sure that people shouldn't think, like I was saying, people shouldn't think, and Taitz's words, that it's mutter to move micham letzel. So if he just would have said move it, they would say, oh, look, you're allowed to move Micham L'Tzel. So he was medactic in his lush, and he said, move it in order that Rav can sit, in order that Rav Kahana can sit. So we see that Micham L'Tzel is Taka Osa, but anything else is Muta. Just Micham L'Tzel is Osa. He came to say these words, Lafuki Micham L'Tzel. So Dr. Rashi, Micham L'Tzel, when lines get thin, Micham L'Tzel have B'mokam Arala Hoysa. We love the Polish behedya leis v'alo. If not for him saying behedya sit on it, meaning let Kaddish sit, man the chazi, someone that would see this ma'isa sovar micham letzel shogi ule mekoyim aloy tzorich. He wouldn't know that you need the place. He would think stam you'll have to move micham letzel. The lema ule mekoyim aloy tzorich. The lema sheyeshe b'mekoyimo. So since this would not be known to people, so he clearly said, in order for him to sit. Not because only Tzarech Gufoi, the first teretz was, it seems to imply it's only Tzarech Gufoi, is muta, not Tzarech Mekoyim. For the first teretz was, no, move it so he can sit here, Tzarech Mekoyim. Second teretz, he said, sit, in order for him to sit. The reason why he said so is that if he wouldn't have said so, then people would think he's moving in Mecham L'Tzel. So he said, no, I'm doing it because he can sit, but not to tell me Tzarech Mekoyim is not. Tzarech Mekoyim is also muta, but he wanted to show that it's not Mecham L'Tzel.
Sagt die Gemara, Rav Mori Barochel Avelayahi Beisid Yusa. Rav Mori Barochel had a pillow. So Grashi Korim Shalevich, Korim Filtre, the pillow. Beshimsha was sitting in the sun. It was getting ruined. Also, Kamedarova, Omale, Malate Tulune, could I move it? Omale, Shori. He said it's Mutter. Meaning, Rava holds that this is Dovah Shemachta Leheta, it's not Dovah Shemachta Leheta. Dovah Shemachta Leheta, Rava Shita is, even Mechama Letzel is Mutter. Dovah Shemachta Leheta is only Turguvitz on Mechama, not Mechama Letzel. But Dovah Shemachta Leheta, you'll have to move. Mechama Letzel, any reason you have. So Mele Shita, so he said, you'll have to move it. So he told him back, Isli Achina, I have other ones, so I don't need it. What are you telling me to move it? I don't need it. Isli Achina, I don't need to move it. I have other ones I can use the Targufay. So he told him back, Chazal Archim, maybe you can use it for guests. So he said, Isli Nami La Archim, I have for guests also. Omalei. So he told him. So Rava told him. Rava told Mori Baruchel, Golisa Adaitcha, the Kirabe Sviraloch. You're being Megala Yadas that you hold like Rabba. Rabba holds that Michama Letzel is also by Klisha Malachta Leheta. Now the halach is like Robert says that klisha machta leheta is mutter in ganzen, even michama letzel, and dovash machta leisa is tzorche gufa mekoyma is mutter and not michama letzel, or not shloy ganev. That's taka osa. But you, from you insisting, I'm telling you it's mutter. You're saying, oh, I have. I'm saying it's for your guests. You're saying I have. So you're insisting you don't want to move it. So you hold like Rabba and memela. It's taka michama letzel is osa by klisha machta leheta.
What was he moving?
A pillow. Pillow is klisha machta. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the biggest story, the Netzlach and Beis says it also, the Noid Buda, that once you're moving a kli shemalachta le'isa le'tzach gufa, le'tzach mekoymoi, you're allowed to keep on holding it and keep on walking it and place it wherever you want. Let's say le'tzach mekoymoi, it's in the way. Not pshat, you can move it from the chair and I have to drop it. Once you're holding it, you're allowed to keep on moving it. And the Yisoy Deheti explains is because the Isser is the lifting. The initial picking up, that was the Gzera of Muktzah that they said. So once it's done beheter, so now there's no reason to ask her. So really, you keep on walking with it. Since the initial picking up was Mutter, because it's a lot to keep on walking. The Nafkamina would be, let's say you pick up something be'issa. You have no heter to pick it up. It's Muktzah Machmas Gufoy. You know heter of Tzach Gufoy. So you have to drop it right then and there, once you're holding it, you keep on walking. So if the Vart is the initial picking up was Mutter, and now that was done beheter, so you have to keep on walking, that you don't have when it was done, initially was not done beheter. Someone puts something in your hand, that's also. So you have to drop it. You can't keep on walking with it. Zog the Gemara. Omer le gelisa adaitra te gerabe sviraloch. So le kuli al meshori. For the ganze world, it's tak mutter. Klisha mach lehet is mutter lecham lezel. Le di doch, for you it's also. Omer rab amur, omer abchir bagashi, omer rab. Michbodish shal milso. If you have a broom that's made out of cloth, so Rashi says they use it to sweep up the tables. So mutter letatlon b'shabbos. The broom is not mukta. You got to move it. Avos shotumoga, but it's made out of palms, meaning leaves of palms. That's very also because that's mashvegumas. That fills up the gaps. So even though Reb Shimon says dovashem miskaven is mutter, my intent is not to fill up the gap to mashvegumas. In a house, it's called boina. In a sod, it's called chayrish. So the reason why it's also even according to Reb Shimon because the psikreish of aliyomas, Reb Shimon agrees. Zok de Gomorrah, Avosha Tomorrah, that's very Muktzah Loi.
You're looking for the table, right? You're looking for the table.
But the thing itself is Muktzah. The item is a Muktzah item because it's meant for sweeping, which is Ashvagumas, which is Psikresha. So if it's made out of cloth, so that doesn't fill up the gaps. But if it's made out of Tomorrah, that's the one that's Muktzah. It's a regular broom. Yabalaza Oimer, Avshal Tomorrah, that even Shal Tomorrah is Mutter. Zokma B'mai, what are we talking about? Maiskino, what are we talking about? If we're talking about they want to use the broom to open up a door, so it's tzarech gufoy. Or it's in the way, you want to sit down, so it's mutter. So why should tomorrow be also? Why should it be also? After all, tomorrow might be muktzah machmas klisha melachta leisa because of ashvi gumas, but lemaisa it's mutter because you're using it for your own tzarech gufoy. Rav holds like Rav and oibazoy it should be mutter. Hello, we talk about Michama Letzel. So we talk about that stam. You want to move it because it's getting ruined. Shlai Gonev, or Michama Letzel. That even tomorrow is muta. If it's mecham letzel, why should it be muta? Nobody holds klisha mlachta leisa is muta mecham letzel. Zogemar la'oyla mecham letzel. We're talking about mecham letzel. Ema v'cheino Rabbi Lozer. That Rabbi Lozer agrees that it's osir because it's mecham letzel. And mecham letzel klisha mlachta leisa is taka osir. Why is it osir? Because it's klisha mlachta leisa that it's meant to sweep. Now today's day and age, the Ramah. In Shin Lamed Zayin, the whole discussion in the Ramah, are you allowed to use a broom today? Because even if you have our floors on the Rutzif, we have floors that are made out of stone, made out of wood. So mainly there's no problem of Ash v'Gumas. Not like the olden days we had earth floors. So the Ramah says that even if you have Merutzif, it's still also why? Because you're not to be Mechabed or to any Merutzif. Since many homes do not have floors that are made out of stone or wood. So, mainly you're going to one or to the other. However, if most homes, like today in Einik, most homes are merutzif, so even according to Ramot, it's takamuta. That makes the broom a klisha malachta laheta. That would be the nafkamina, it would make the broom into a klisha malachta laheta. Now, the whole question, legabe sukkahs, when you have a sukkah, which is on a porch or on a cement floor outside on the sidewalk. So over there, if it's not merutzif, maybe there's a problem of being mechabedit. Because over there, you don't have, even if you're going to meratzif it, even if you place a carpet there and you place some type of floor there, but most sukkahs might not be. So maybe you have the gzeira of the Ramah. So unless you say that it's an extension of a dira, sukkah is a shame dira, so memela, then there's no problem because roiv dira is ataka merutzif. The Ma'aseh, the Prima Gondim says so behedi. He says, just like we have schach lamalo, we have something lamata also, like the Anani Kovid, there was lamalo lamata. But he says, being meratzev solves the problem of being mechabedit, because now Ma'aseh, the sukkah is meratzev. Zog the Mishnah, kol ha-kelem, ani tolim b'Shabbos, all kelem that can be moved on Shabbos, shivreyen, their shards, ani tolim imohen, can be moved with them. However, there's a condition, uvachi o'osin me'ein melocha, but they have to do the original melocha. Actually, me'ein melocha means any melocha. Meaning, zogt Rashi, shu melocha. V'afilo me'ein arishoino. As long as the shard has a function. If you want to use the shard now, it was till now it was a barrel. Now you want to use the shard to sweep. So me'ele, it also has a function. So me'ele, it's a muksa. Shivri areva, if you have the shards of a bowl, lechasis be'enes bi'achovis. So even though a bowl was to hold something, I can use it now as a cover. Lachas bes piachovis, shivrei schuchis, lachas bes piapach, to cover a glass jar. Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says no. Bilvachi oisin me'ein melachton. The shvarim have to do the original function. If till now it held something, it has to hold something. It can't simply be used as a cover. Shivra Reva. So what does it have to be used for? This bowl was originally a bowl that held something. So lots of glatecha mikpa. So likewise, it has to be that you put in there mikpa. Mikpa is a much heavier, thicker liquid substance. So mele can be held even in the shard. B'shaschuches lots of glatecha shemen. Likewise, as long as you can hold something in it, not you can't be used as a cover. It has to be me'ei melachta gishayna. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Machloikes, Shenishberu, Me'erev Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim, HaNitolim B'Shabbos, Shivrei Nitolim Nimoyen. That means that you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, so the Shvarim can be moved with them. Question is, Ein Melachton or any Melacha? Melachta Rishoyna or any Melacha? So when did this Kelim break? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Machloikes, Shenishberu, Me'erev Shabbos. It broke on Erev Shabbos. That means before the onset of Shabbos, it was already broken. The Maris of a Mei Melachton in Mei Melach Acheres Loi. One Mandoma holds, Tanakama holds, it has to be Dafka, it could be, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has to be Dafka Mei Melachton, the original function, but Melach Acheres not. Umarisova, Afilu Mein Melach Acheres, then even a different function is good enough. Tanakama holds so. Ava Nishbu B'Shabbos, but if let's say it broke on Shabbos, said Divge Hakol Mutorin, then everyone agrees it's Mutor. Irrelevant. What the function is. Why? Hoilu muchonin al gabi avien muta. Since it's muchon al gabi avien, meaning at the onset of Shabbos, by Kiddush HaYoyim, it was muchon, it was functional, because only broke on Shabbos. So since it's not hukzah b'ben hashmashos, it's never muktzah. it's fakert. It's not a problem. So it's better if it breaks on Shabbos, because then at the onset of Shabbos it wasn't muktzah. I've done fact the Gemara Moshe Rav Zutroi Masikim Mekalim Yilaru on Yontif. On Yontif Oichal Nefesh is Mutter. So Yilaru use for firewood, not just Kalim you can put into the fire, but Faket only Masikim Mekalim the aim Masikim Meshivrei Kalim. But you cannot use Shivrei Kalim, meaning Kalim itself on a Muktzah. Kalim can use. I can use this jar to fill something up. Now I want to use this jar to use as firewood. Okay, this wooden jar you can use. It's a kli. It's nittel. So now you want to use it to put into the fire. But shivrei kelim, broken shards, are muktzah, so you can't use them for firewood. They also betiltel. That's the din of masikin bekelim ve'ei masikin b'shivrei kelim. So now what are we talking about? Dinishbu emas ilem dinishbu me'arav yontif. If we're talking about that it broke before yontif, so etzim ba'almaninu. So then if it's regular shards before Yontif, it's regular firewood. Why should it not be able to use it? Broken shards of wood is not muktzah. It's meant for firewood. Eichel Nefesh is mutah on Yontif. Already before Yontif, it was meant for Asaka. El Alav, we're talking about B'Yontif. El Amai, we're talking about that it broke on Yontif itself. V'katoni Mesikim B'Kalim. Ve Mesikim B'Shivrei Kalim. And it says clearly that it's you're only not even used for firewood, the kelim itself, but not the shivrei kelim. So we see the shivrei kelim. We don't say the svara that it's muchan agav avien. We just said before that if it broke on Shabbos itself, it's automatically at the onset of Shabbos. It's not muktzah. Here we see if it broke on yontif itself, we say it cannot be moved. Only if it broke before. If it broke before, of course it'll be moved. Then it's regular firewood. Elamai broke on yontif, so we see we don't see the svara of agav avien. What's the reason why it's osa? Because it's noilad. Because there's a new entity that was created on Yontif. That's called noilad. So we see there's an is of noilad. So just like there's an is of noilad on Yontif, so what then on Shabbos should be an is of noilad. So when it says, kol ha-kelim itolim b'Shabbos, shivrei nitolim imon, when was it broken? If it was broken before Shabbos, we said that that's what the machlokes is. But if it broke on Shabbos itself, everyone agrees it's mutter, it's muchan. Here we see clearly a svar of noilad. This ultimately has to be talking about that it broke on Yontif itself, the shivrei kelim. Because if it broke before, then why can it be moved? The shvarim are regular firewood. Elamai broke on Yontif, so we see it's a problem of noilad. Zog the Gemara again. Moisiv Rabbi Zitroi Misikim Mekelim Misikim Mishim Mekelim Dinishbu Emas Ilam Dinishbu Me'av Yontif Eitzim Balmaninu. That's regular Hasaka firewood. Elalah Be Yontif V'Ktani Misikim Mekelim Ve'em Misikim Mishim Mekelim. So we see the problem of Noilad. Eli Itma Hochi Itma Om Rav Yudom Hashmuel Machloik Eshenizbu B'Shabbos. Fakert, we're changing what we learned before in the Mishnah. When we said the Machloik is if Me'ein Melachton or even Melach HaCheres, is that a broken Shabbos itself? The mass of a muchanu, one man d'omah holds that it's muchan. Why? Because it's roi for any malacha, even though it doesn't have the original function, and that's why it's mutter. Umar sovar noiladu, and the other man d'omah holds, Tanakama holds that me'ein malacha is good, and the Yehuda holds you need me'ein malachton, and since me'ein malachton is not functional anymore, so that's why it's considered noilad. Zogt Rashi and explains, Ma'asav ha-muchanu, kevin d'roi l'shu melocha, it's roi for any melocha, so that's why it's considered muchan. U'ma'asav ha-noilad hava, why is it noilad? De me'et mo'il lav l'hai melocha ha-vekoi. Yesterday it was never meant for that new function to cover. It was a part of a regular kli that was meant to hold something. It was never meant for a cover. Now it became a shard, now it became noilad to be used as a cover. So that's called noilad. So Mela, you need dafka me'ein melachtoi. Otherwise, melocha cheres is called noilad. The man domer, it says any melocha, he holds any melocha is good. The other man domer says it's a problem of noilad. So that's good for the machloikas. Because once it's a new function, that's called noilad.
And it broke on
Shabbos.
Because if it broke before,
then what? Then we're saying that it's not noilad. Then it was roi for that new function before. So that's what it is. It's a cover. No But if it broke on Shabbos, so if you say any malach is good, so it's good. But if you say there's a problem of noilah, then any malach is a problem because that is a new it was only created on Shabbos, this new function. And this new function is noilah, so that's what would be awesome. So again, Eliyit Mahochi Itmar. Oh my God, we don't have Shmuel. Machlokes Shnis Bubi Shabbos. The Masova Muchnu Umasova Noiladu. It's Taka Noilad. Now Tanakh Kamaret says that it's not a problem of Noilads. So you have to understand why is it not Noilad at the end of the day. So the Rishonim say that since it has a function, any function, even though it's not Malach to Rishona, that's not called Noilad. It has a function. Yes, this function wasn't possible to be done yesterday. But it's not called Noila. Noila means something that's created, that suddenly it's Goyla Malacha. It was always Goyla Malacha. Just now it's a new function. That's not called Noila. Others want to say, the Beis Meir, the Achrenim want to say, that since before it was broken, it was Be'etzim licked in this Kli, that it's also licked in them, that it could be used for a cover, because that's the potential that it has. So Meila, that's not called Noilad. It's not Noilad because at the end of the day, in this utensil, there was the ability that it could be used as a cover if it's broken. So Meila, it's not called Noilad in the Etzem Zach. Or you can say, Poshut, that the Machloikas Tanakama Gufa is, that Tanakama holds, he doesn't hold of Noilad, he holds like a Pshimin. Doesn't hold of Noilad. He's Mekel by Mukta. So that's why he says it's Mukhan. Ma'asav HaNoiladu, that it's a problem of Noilad, not like Reb Shimon. Min machlokes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. Zok demo again, Ele Yitma Ochi Yitma. Omer Avidu Mashmuel machlokes Reb Shinizu Reb Shabbos. The Ma'asav HaMuchnu, Ma'asav HaNoiladu. Avo Me'erev Shabbos, oh, but if let's say broke before, Devi HaKom Utorin. Why? Hoyel V'Huchnu L'Melocha Mi'Boid Yoim. Before the onset of Shabbos, it was Muchan for a new function. Zog Ma'o Toni Chadim Yisikim B'Kelim, Yisikim B'Shivrei Kelim. You're allowed to be Masik Kelim and not Shivrei Kelim. Zog Tiga Moga V'Tanya Yidach, we learned in a different braisa. K'shem Shem Yisikim B'Kelim, Kach Yisikim B'Shivrei Kelim. Just like you're allowed to burn on Yontif, Oichel Nefesh. Kelim, so too you're allowed to burn shards. V'Tanya Yidach in the third braisa said, Ein Masikim Lo B'Kelim, Lo B'Shivrei Kelim. So you have three braises. One says, just like Kelim allowed to be used, so too Shivrei Kelim. The other one says that only Kelim and not Shivrei Kelim. And the third Raisa says, neither Kelim nor Shivrei Kelim. So the Gemara, very simple. Ho Reb Yehuda, Ho Reb Shimon, Ho Reb Nechemya. Reb Yehuda, it says, Mesikim Kelim and not Shivrei Kelim, because he holds a Muktzah. So Shivrei Kelim is Noilad. Kelim itself are not Muktzah, but Shvarim are Noilad. He holds of Noilad. The one that says that Mesikin, Saibi Kalim, and Shivri Kalim, that's Kung Tab Shimon. That doesn't hold of Muktzah, doesn't hold of Noilad. And that where it says that neither Kalim nor Shivri Kalim can be used, that's a Kung Tab Nechemya. Reb Nechemya holds, Ein Klinitel El Letzerch Tashmish HaMeyuchad Loi. And since the Tashmish Meyuchad is not Hasoka, the Tashmish Meyuchad of the jar is to put milk in there to fill it up. So that's not Tashmish HaMeyuchad. Reb Nechemya holds a Chumre Dekadin of Muktzah. You need Tashmish HaMeyuchad.
Never heard of Reb Nechemya before. We heard all the Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon.
Yeah, we had all the way in the beginning, Daf Lamed Vav. Reb Nechemya Sheet, we had earlier also. Yeah. So Tosfos on the top says, the Sfirele De'en Kli Nitel Lo Tzach Tashmish HaRoga B'Choil. We don't pass it like Nechemya. Nechemya says you have to have Dafta, its main function. You don't use utensils to put into the fire for firewood. If you have bricks that are left over from a building, you know, you're in the middle of construction, you have bricks. So what happens with those bricks? You can move them on Shabbos. Why? The Chazalim is Galai. You can sit on them. You can sit. Zog the Gemara, Shalginu, if let's say you pile them up in order to continue building, so then, Vadeakzinu, then you mekatz daita from it. Then your intent is to use them for building. So then it's Mukti, you can't suddenly use them to sit on. Now, the Rach explains over here, the Ben Chananel, that it's like Groigus Tzimukin. We had Reb Shimon agrees to Muktzah of Groigus Tzimukin, something you place on your rooftop to dry out. So this also, if you stelt it avek, you piled it up for building, so Mamela, true, it could be functional, it could be used as a stool. But since it's like Groigus Tzimukin, it's like you stelt it avek, I'm not using it, so that's Muktzah Kong to everyone. The Ritva says that over here, it's Muktzah Kong to everyone, because it's Muktzah Machzim Chesaron Kis, it's expensive. These are not things that you can just move around. So that's where Reb Shimon agrees. And the Magen Avraham says in Shin Ches, he says that it's not a shame kli on it bichlal, because it's like muktzah machmas gufoy, just like a stone. Reb Shimon agrees is muktzah machmas gufoy. Reb Shimon agrees, so here it's muktzah machmas gufoy. So merely even according to Reb Shimon, it's muktzah, and that's what the Gemara says that shaginu vade aktsinu. Omer Rav Nachman Mashmul cheres ktano. If you have a small shard of cheres, muta letalta bechotzer, you're allowed to move it in the chotzer. Dafke in the chotzer. Why? Because over there it's very shchiach to have kelim. So memela, the cheres could be used as a cover. In a chotzer, you have all types of things. Oh, let me use it as a cover. So that's why it's muta. It's a Torah's kli on it. Aval bekarmelis loy. But in the karmelis, even betoich dalar ames, we're allowed to carry the karmelis. It's not shchiach to punk to have a kli over here. So memela, it's not roy for a kisui. Even in the karmelis, you're allowed to move it. Why? Since it's not a rishus rabbim, it's shchiach that what? That you, a person is over there, he walks around dalar ames, he spits, he wants to use the shard to cover the spittle. But in Rishus Rabim over there, there's no function for the shard. Even in Rishus Rabim, why? Because since, Rashi says, since it's a shame kli in the chotzer, so memela it's not poka the shame kli. Meaning, so Rashi's learning, once it has a shame kli, that is not poka from it. The shame kli remains. The Rebbeinu Chanan learns that even in a chotzer, in Rishus Rabim, it's chozi likfuga beitina. It could be used for something to cover. So the machlokes is, do you say, since it's a kli in a chotzer, so it's not poka the shem kli? That's pshat in rova that afilu b'shus rabim? Or no, there's a function that even you find in a shus rabim. Zog di gemoga.
How can it carry the rabim? What is it doing?
But you can use it right then and there, in its spot. Pick it up, spit, and cover it. So then, so maybe it's functional. In Chami, you can't carry. In a Kukamlis, you have Dalar Amis, you can't carry, but Lamaisa, you can pick it up and cover. So Rashi learns it's not poka the shem kli. Oh, but Lemaisa, the Rebbe Chanan learns that Lemaisa has a function. Why? The Rav have a cause of Ritka de Mechuza. Rav was traveling in a Ritka de Mechuza, which is Shus Rabim. At Vesi, Misane, Tina. His shoe became dirty with tit. He had mud on his shoes. Osa Shame, Shokal Chaspa. Oh, so he used the shard to wipe off the shoe. Become a Chapele. And he was Mekaneachit. Romu be Rabbonon, kola. The Rabbonon started screaming at him. Omar, loy mistai de loy gemira migma nami migmeri. Not just that you don't know the din. What's us and what muta? Ela migma nami migamri. Meaning you're teaching other by screaming. You make it sound that it's us. Not just you don't know the din. You're implying that what we're doing is wrong. Ila bechotzer avoy. If I would have been in a chotzer, mila have a chazi leksuya be mona. I can use it for a function. I can cover a mona with it. So chanami chazi ledidi. I can use it for myself to mekaneach. So even though it's not shchiach to have kelim in the shus rabim, but since in a chotzer it's a shame kli, Rashi lishtosoi. So may let's not pocket a shame kli. So Rashi learns the sugya because it's a shame kli in the chotzer. So who had in it not pocket a shame kli and he can use in the shus rabim too. To wipe off your shoes, to mekaneach the shoe. The Ben Chanan learns that that's good for the shame kli that it has, not because it's not poka. It has a function even in Rishus Rabim, even though it's not shrech to have kelim in Rishus Rabim, because you can wipe mud off your shoe. That's good for what the Gemara is saying, why it's taka functional even in Rishus Rabim. So melet mutal taltel. A Tosef points out right away, v'rova omar afilu b'shus Rabim, uvahani de nishbu be'erev Shabbos. We're talking about that it broke before Shabbos. The ibn nishbu Shabbos, then Rava holds muktzah v'kolshken noilad, so it would be a problem of noilad. So we're talking about that it's not a new shvira that took place on Shabbos, which would be noilad, but rather it was broken before, and memela it's functional because you can use it for the function in the Rishus Rabim. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Amud Kufchav Dalad Amud Beis.